The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such an exciting Saturday. Did you know that, Howard?
I did know that, because it's the two Fs.
What's that?
Fall and football.
Fall and football. Wait, and fall for me, fall fever.
Fall fever?
I have fall fever.
What's fall fever?
Well, it's where you look outside and you see that pretty blue sky and you think that it's nice and cool out because your body's telling you it's fall. And you think you're going to, like, maybe even put on a sweater or jacket or something. But
wait,
you walk outside and it's still hot.
That's right. It's 90 degrees.
I know, but my body knows it's fall. It's my favorite season. I love football. I like chili. I like to, hang out on Sundays and, like, watch. I mean, I know I have to work, too, but you know what I mean. Catch some football. College on Saturday.
You want to catch some football? I'll get a football.
Sunday.
I'll throw it to you. We'll see if you can catch it.
Anyway, it just gives me sort of this peace. I'm at peace in the fall. I love the fall. It's my favorite.
Well, we're going to do some real estate, too, aren't we?
Always doing
because
real estate.
Because there's a lot of real estate going on.
We had a good week this week, didn't we?
Well, we always have a good week because we meet so many people.
We went
to the Alhambra this week.
We did go to the Alhambra.
And saw a fun show.
Yep.
And we always talk to people because we're friendly and we like to know all about people. So we were sitting at a table with three ladies that were going to the Alhambra together, an elementary school vice principal, a retired lady, and another woman that had her own business. So we were talking about her business, and she had moved back here from being away for, 20 years or something?
I don't know. It was a long time, yes. But everybody likes to come home.
And
she was from here, like me. Born and raised here in Jacksonville, yes.
Well, that's why we love Jacksonville, because
yes,
it's such a great place. And you were talking about the blue sky, and everybody's heard who's listened to the show many times that I have lived in many places, about 10 different places over my years.
Yes.
I've been here for 15 years.
Yes.
And this is home, and I love it because we see that blue sky virtually every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love it so much.
And that's why people move here. Northeast Florida is an awesome place to be because you're right. You do get the blue sky. You get the sunshine. And you do get a little bit of season. That's why I'm still waiting for it to get cool for the fall.
You know what you see this time of year? If you go on the highway, you see so many motorhomes that are traveling south on 95 that are coming here for months. They come here for 6 months out of the year from the north, from Canada, from upstate New York. They come to South Florida,
stay
for 6 months, and then go back home.
Yes. It's wonderful.
Because it's a great place to live here in Florida.
It is. So, see, why people return home. So, we want to give a shout out to Miss Karen Gill because we had the pleasure of sitting with her and talking with her, and she was delightful.
Yeah. Hey, I got a marketing idea.
Wait a minute. I have other
shout
outs.
Wait a minute. You interrupted me about talking about...
I always interrupt you.
Okay. Finish your shout outs. And then I want to go back to those people that are coming down on those motorhomes.
Okay. So, for me, I want to give a shout-out to a couple of people. Two of them are some of my favorite people, and they had a birthday yesterday. So, one is my brother-in-law, Tom Kovacs.
Okay.
So, he had a birthday, and he always listens. He's one of my number one fans. So, I have to say good morning, Tom, and happy birthday. And the other one is Donna Overman, who is our boss. And she's the broker at the office that we work in, and it was her birthday yesterday, too. So we had to say good morning to Donna. She's been a great supporter of ours over the last 7 years, and we just appreciate her always being there for us when we need something.
Absolutely.
And I'm also going to give a shout-out to Anna, because Anna Politano, she's our assistant, And she is getting a well-deserved break this weekend. Do you know what she's doing? I'm so jealous. Can I tell you?
You're too old to be jealous of this.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay, we want people to call
in. If I had an invitation, I would be on that plane and gone with those girls. But I wasn't invited.
Okay, go ahead. Tell everybody.
I don't know why you think I'm too old. To see Bruno Mars.
Go to Tennessee to see a Bruno Mars concert.
They went to Nashville for a concert to see Bruno Mars. And I would be on that plane in an instant. I love Bruno Mars. He is the happiest singer. He's just happy. All his music's like really upbeat and dance. You want to dance and have fun. I'll be there in a second.
Okay.
And they're going to be there on his birthday. So it's kind of fun.
On Bruno Mars' birthday.
It should be an extra special concert.
Just the fact that you would know that. What are you, a teeny bopper?
No, but she told me.
She told you?
She told me. They're wearing t-shirts. It's going to say happy birthday, Bruno. And, you know, hashtag Jayville to Nashville. Yeah, I mean, they're just cool. They're fun group girls. And
ladies.
Ladies.
You're making it sound like they're ladies. 20.
But the deal is, she is our right hand, and she's out of town.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to have to work extra hard now.
So what do you think about this marketing idea? All these,
okay, what do you want to do?
All these motorhomes that are coming south from Canada and upstate New York.
Yes.
Stop. Go to a rest area.
Yes.
Because some of them stop at a rest area.
Uh-huh.
And put out a big sign that says Watts and Realty, Angela and Howard, you know, and tell them, get out of their motorhome and buy a house here in Jacksonville. What do you think?
Okay. So let's say you
It's not a good idea.
No.
Now go ahead. What do you think? This just came to my head here.
Alan thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah?
He's saying, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, do it.
I will tell you what I did one time.
What did you do one time?
One time, I took a newer agent, and we made some flyers of a house that we had for sale, and we went to the Florida Georgia RV game, you know, section. You know how they come a couple days in advance, the week in advance.
Yeah.
And we walked around there and handed out flyers, and they did not appreciate it.
No, but there's
it
a
did
reason.
Not sell the house.
Well, there's a reason for that. They'd have to put down their brats. Their burgers
no,
and
no,
their
no.
beers.
We actually went out at like, I don't know, it was say, call it 9:30 or 10 on Friday morning before the game or Thursday morning or something. It wasn't like the day of the game. They were there all week. We just thought we would go meet some people and see if they were interested in buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
And no, they weren't.
Well, you know, we do try to be creative.
We are creative.
We are creative, yeah. And that's why we sell a lot of
real estate.
You know, the average realtor sells 9 to 11 homes a year.
9 is the number, according to MLS. The average realtor sells 9.
We sold 54 last year.
We did.
54.
We did.
We must be doing something right.
We are.
You know, we ought to tell people what we really specialize in. Not only do we have buyers, half of the ones that we sold last year or for people that had another realtor were not successful with that realtor.
Right.
And then we hooked up with them, told them some of the changes that they need to make. They listened. We told them politely.
That sounded like the key right there.
They listened to what we had to say. They did what we had to say. We marketed it the way that we do. And then their house sold.
We have a secret sauce.
A secret sauce.
Yes.
We're going to tell you more about
secret formula getting houses
listening
sold.
To what we have to say.
Yeah.
That's kind of going to be a new feature here on the show.
Did you know that we got the townhouses sold at the beach?
We did.
Secret sauce.
Yeah. Hey. Yes. We got more things to talk about when we come back after the show, including fake employers on mortgage applications.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We got an interesting landlord and tenant tip and buying and selling in the fall.
I love buying and selling in the fall.
We're going to tell you why.
Yeah.
So stay with us, everyone. We got more things to talk about, including a semi contest that you don't have to guess. We're going to tell you the answer because it's really tough. So stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Hi, I'm Christine Kennedy, and in my 20 years as a loan officer, I've helped over 1,000 families finance their home right here in Northeast Florida. To get your fast, free, and easy pre-qualification today, you can visit my website, applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K, or you can call me directly at 904-514-6969. That's 904-514-6969. At Watson Mortgage Corp, we help deliver the keys.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License MLD 716. An equal housing lender.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. I am sitting here cracking up during the station break, but you know why? Because my people in New York who always listen miss the happy birthday shout out to Tom.
Well, they were getting in their car.
Yes, because they're traveling today, and so they missed it. So because of that, I'm going to wish him a happy birthday again. So happy birthday, Tom. I love you.
Boy, they get double booking, double rating.
They did. They did, because you know what? It's important that he knows I appreciate that he's always listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what happened this week?
What happened?
There was an infinitesimal change in the mortgage rates.
Infinitesimal?
And for the fifth week, it changed.
Infinitesimal?
That means small.
Stuck on that. Oh.
That means small, of course.
Okay. Well, okay. All right.
And for the first time in 5 weeks, some of the rates did not go up. Right?
Right.
All right. Well, tell everybody what happened.
Okay. I shall. The 30-year rate, well, it fell 1/100th of a point. That's tiny.
I said infinitesimal.
Infinitesimal. And it is now at 4.71%. Now, but this time last year, it was at 3.85%. So it is up, up, up. in that regard, year over year. The 15-year rate, it also fell 0.01% to 4.15%. This time last year, 3.15%. We're a whole point over where we were last year.
We told you
that's what was predicted, and it happened. Now, you know, the VA and the FHA rates, they always lag behind a bit.
Yep.
So you know what happened last week to the interest rates, the conventional, it went up, right? So this week it went down. Well, now FHA and VA, they went up this week because they're always a week behind. So it rose to 4.5%. Can you believe that?
But it's still dirt cheap.
I don't know if it's dirt cheap. Last year was dirt cheap.
Last year was dirtier cheap.
You're crazy. Anyway, the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, it's still a great deal if you only plan on being in your home for 5 years or less. It rose 0.04% to 4.01%. And this time last year, 3.18%.
You know, going back to that 5-year adjustable, there are a lot of people that only plan on living in their home for 5 years because they're getting in their first home and they think they're going to make a lot more money as their income grows. First time home buyers, for example, you know, they're getting out of college, they're buying their first home. My son, for example, is a good example of that. He may get married in the next 5 years. His wife will have an income.
That would be new to him.
They could.
News to him.
Well, they could. He might get married. He may find the girl of his dreams.
Yes.
And they might have a child. And, you know, his wife will certainly have an income. And they may want to have a bigger home. That may have been the perfect mortgage for him. Now, he didn't see it that way. He didn't see it that way that he would want to risk and get that type of mortgage. He wanted to lock in at a lower, at a fixed 30-year rate. But there's some people that say, yeah, I can absolutely see myself getting married and having a child and want a bigger home. But he found a home that he really, really liked. But for some people, they really see themselves having a much larger income in 5 years.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, for example, a physician, you know, a medical doctor graduates from school. He's in his residency, doesn't make much money at all, makes barely enough to be able to afford a house. 5 years from now, he's going to be making a whole lot more money. Might make sense for him to get that five-year loan that we were just talking about. You're shaking your head. No.
There's better loans out there for doctors.
Well, there are, but
they get 100% financing.
Yes,
no?
But those are for ones that are already done with their residency.
Nope.
You still have to be able to afford the loan.
You just don't buy as big of a house.
Well,
but they get 100% financing and no PMI.
You're kind of making my point, though. You still have to be able to afford the home.
But what's the real issue with the 5-year? Think about it. You're not paying any principal.
Yeah.
So if you're not paying the principal, then you got to make sure the market's good and that the prices are going up.
Otherwise, it's not a good principal thing. It's just a lower interest rate. That's all it is a lower interest rate. Anyway, the important thing is you call Christine. Christine with a K. She will advise you the best loan for your particular circumstance.
And her website is applywithchristine. That's Christine with a K. .com.
Yeah. But if you do, you know what some people are doing?
What are they doing?
They're putting fake employers on their application. Now, their current employer, they're showing as right, but prior employers to show a longer employment history, because, you know, mortgage companies want to show that you have a great mortgage loan history, employment history.
Right.
So they're just making up employers.
That can't be true.
This was reported.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, now it happened mostly in California, but it's spreading. The word of it has spread.
I am a person who tells the truth all the time. So
well,
I'm having
you
trouble
are,
with that.
And I am, but they put fake employers, made up dates of employment at companies that didn't even exist or that do exist, but they never worked there. And at the time of, you know, right before closing or during the time of underwriting, the underwriter for the mortgage company goes to check on whether or not all of the information is correct and finds out, wait a minute, this person never worked at Amazon or never worked at Sears or whatever.
Right.
And not only is the application for the mortgage declined, mm-hmm. but some of the banks are now, the mortgage companies are clamping down by getting the people arrested for mortgage fraud.
Good. It's what it is. It's
yeah.
fraud.
So
like
I know
fraud.
That none of our listeners would do that.
Of course not. We have great listeners who are so honest.
Yeah, but fake employers, can you imagine?
No.
All
that's
right.
awful. You know what we didn't talk about?
What didn't we talk about?
We didn't talk about how many houses were on the market this week and how many sold. And
well, it's your time.
It's my time.
Go
I like
for
it.
It.
You see, I'm just trying to carve out some time for myself. All right. According to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 638 offers got accepted. That's about the same as it was last week. So that shows there's activity in the marketplace. Now, you ready for this number? 769 new homes came on the market. That's up 8% from last week. Think about that, Howard.
I'm thinking about it.
You know what happened? 150 of those are already under contract. Howard, that's 20% sold already in the first week.
And people think that in the fall, the housing market falls.
That's correct, but it doesn't. That's 20%. Now, 52 of those actually went under contract on the very first day. So that's like a little less than 10%. Things are happening out here. 693 people closed on a home for themselves, and we say
congratulations.
Yes. So when people think, oh, this is the wrong time of year, I don't want to put my house on the market, blah 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 blah, they should not be thinking that.
They should
not, because the houses are still selling.
They are, and they'll continue to sell.
Yes, they will.
And one of the things that we've told people, and we've told people this time of the year for the last few years, is although, and you'll see over the next month or so, there'll be fewer houses that are selling.
Yes.
Here is the secret that few realtors know about.
What?
We're going to report that less houses sell. It is absolutely true. There'll be less houses on the market. That is absolutely true. There are less buyers. That is absolutely true. Here's the big however. Ready?
Yes.
Of course, you know this because we've talked about it. And our listeners that have been listening for years know this. The same percentage of houses sell every month of the year. So it doesn't matter when you put your house on the market. The likelihood that it sells, whether it's January, June, September, or December, it is just as likely to sell. Now, there'll be less people looking at your house if you put it on the market, but the ones that look at it, they're serious buyers.
Yes. Less tire kickers.
Less tire kickers. Serious buyers. It's just as likely to sell. There's less competition for your house.
So previously, didn't our numbers show around 12% per week? Now we're pretty consistent with 15 to 20% per week.
Yeah, we're going to talk
so
more.
So people are still in the market. They're still buying. Part of it has to do with interest rates are going up. They want to get in now before the rates are too high and it's not affordable.
Yeah, there's another reason to buy and to sell this time of year. We're going to talk about that if we have time. But I really want to talk about a new segment when we get back that we've never really talked about before. It's called I Wish I Had Listened to Angela and Howard X Number of Months Ago. We hear that all the time. Stay with us, everyone. You're going to hear lots of stories relating to I Wish I Had Listened to Angela and Howard.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Brett Kavanaugh would appear to be assured of surviving a Supreme Court nomination battle today once and for all with a full Senate vote in which he is expected to be confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The announcements yesterday by two key Republicans and Susan Collins, of course, giving about a one-hour speech defending Kavanaugh against his accusers, saying some of the charges simply did not add up, certainly not enough to help change her vote. Meanwhile, Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia also ended speculation, saying he supports Kavanaugh as well, giving the Republicans the slim margin they need. Lisa Murkowski and Senator Collins face similar political pressure as women in the U.S. Senate over whether to confirm Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Their joint opposition could have been enough to sink his nomination. Ultimately, it was Collins that put Kavanaugh over the brink with her speech and support yesterday. Oil prices trying to creep back up on international trading Friday, up a penny a barrel. This is
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no pain, no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic energy waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions, and it's all done with virtually no pain, no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You've heard me talk about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college, but there's something else you need to know about Rolex watches from an official Rolex jeweler for over 60 years. If you own a Rolex, probably today more than ever before, if you need that Rolex serviced, you should only visit an official Rolex jeweler. In North Florida, there are four, with Underwoods three stores and Mayors has one. Anybody else claiming to work on Rolex has no direct access to parts, and the use of non-authentic Rolex parts jeopardizes your Rolex from both an authenticity and a value standpoint. At Underwoods, we have state-of-the-art Rolex repair shops, both designed and outfitted by Rolex and staffed by Rolex watch technicians trained by Rolex. And best of all, our shop is on-premise, so your Rolex will never leave Jacksonville, and our Rolex repairs carry a 2-year warranty. At Underwoods, in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Pontevedra.
It's I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
What you got to say?
Join Bill Hay every Saturday night at 6. Bill will be taking your calls on Jacksonville's only weekend political talk show. Call Bill at 904-222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. Your opinion counts, so call in and talk to Bill. I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay, only on 600 WBOB.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
And they're still working the crash at 295 south at the Dames Point Bridge. That crash is still blocking the right shoulder. And then there's a disabled vehicle at 295 north, just past Commonwealth. As for the weather, going to be nice today. Mostly sunny, high 89, partly cloudy tonight, down to 73, and then partly sunny for tomorrow, up to 89. Currently 78, AM 600, WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
You know, Howard, I do not think you invited anyone to call in today.
Well, I invite people to call in today. How about that?
Well, tell them the telephone number so they'll call in.
Well, wait a minute.
It's a call-in show. We are live. It's not Memorex.
But it's not my job to give the phone number because
it's
do
my
it
job.
So special.
To talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK, T-A-L-K, which is 904-222-8255. And we love to have people call in and ask us questions or just say hey or whatever they want to do. We're just glad to hear from you. We appreciate you listening, and we're glad you're there.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what?
What?
We got a phrase that we want all our listeners to listen to.
What's that?
The phrase that we hear a lot is, I wish I had listened to you and Angela 1 month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, whatever. We hear that too often.
And we kind of hear it in two ways, right?
Often.
Yeah.
You know, interestingly, Angela and I hate to hear that phrase from our sellers, but interestingly, there's virtually always good news associated with it. Now, that's strange. We hate to hear it, but there's good news. It's a strange coincidence. It usually occurs 2 to 3 weeks after the seller has done what we asked them to do.
Okay.
And the showings on their home have drastically increased. And what's happened? They just accepted an offer on their house. In other words, it's about to be sold. And that's why it's, I wish I had listened to Angela and Howard X number of months ago. Because we told them to do something. And they said, no, I want to wait. Or, no, I don't think I want to do that. And the house didn't sell right away. They waited and they waited and they waited. And then they come to us and say, Howard, Angela, my house isn't selling. What do I do? And then we go back to them and say, remember when I told you that you needed to do X?
Do it now.
Do it now. And they finally agree. And then something miraculous happens. They get a lot more showings and the house sells. And
yes,
that's when they say, I wish I had listened to Angela and Howard, Howard and Angela. So it's usually one of five things. And we want to tell you all what those five things are. And by the way, it's not just us that hears that. It's other realtors that hear that. So we want to say, if you have your house listed with a realtor, listen to your experienced realtor. They almost always have good advice for you. So listen to them. So we want to tell you what those five things are, so that you don't ever have to say that to your realtor. Number one, we give advice on pricing. And sometimes, more times than not, unfortunately, well, not all the time, but sometimes the seller says, well, I want to go a little bit higher. I can always come down.
Ouch.
Explain why that's a problem.
It's a problem because if you're priced too high, then people see you as unrealistic and they don't want to do business with you. So when you have a property that's really overpriced, buyers will shy away from it because they think you're unrealistic and compared to other homes in the marketplace. So it makes them less likely to even come to see it. Your best strategy on pricing is to price it properly for the marketplace. And then people will come. And you get the most amount of buyers in the first 3 weeks. You're going to get the most attention on your home in the first 3 weeks. So pricing it too high will get you fewer people looking at your home. And when you do correct, it won't be as noticeable because people have moved on to other properties. You're not on the radar anymore. And so it's really a mistake to price it wrong. It's in your best interest every time, no matter the condition of the house, to price it according to its condition. So if it's absolutely beautiful, spectacular, best location, price it right on the money, or only, you know, 1% higher or something. And then if it is, you know, maybe it needs a lot of work, then you would price it lower.
And remember, if you spent all this money to make the house individualized for you, you got all the pleasure out of all of those things.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that the next buyer would have spent all the money to do those things. So if it's individualized things, don't think that you're necessarily going to get the money out of it. If it, you just have to look at if it's, you know, decorator things, you're not going to get that money out of it. Look at what similar houses are selling for, not similarly decorated houses for. So if you put in a paver patio in the back or a fire pit in the back, you're pretty much not going to get money for that. So if all the other houses in the neighborhood don't have that and they're priced accordingly, then price it according to what other houses are, and then you'll get more people to see your house. Yours may sell much quicker. It might sell for a little bit more, but price it properly the first time.
That's really the key, is pricing it properly out of the gate.
All right. Yes. The second thing is we suggested that you stage the house, either that it's perhaps vacant or that it just to have a stager come, look it over to suggest a few things to make it look a little bit better.
So this is always kind of a tricky one, right? So people don't want to spend the extra money to get their house sold, but it's an investment. It's like anything else. You need to recognize this is a competition. It's like a beauty competition, right? So you got to make your house beautiful and you got to make people want it. And many times when people come into a vacant home, not to throw my gender under the bus or anything, but it's harder for women in particular who are the decision makers to determine whether or not their couch will fit in a certain space or their dining room table. But if there's already a couch there, they're pretty good about saying, oh, my couch is that size, it'll fit. Or my table is, you know, smaller than that one, it'll fit. So staging is such a helpful process because it's like getting ready for the beauty pageant. It's making it gorgeous, and then people can envision their own lifestyle there because a stager is going to decorate a home according to like where it's located, for instance, like the townhouse that we have listed at the beach. You know, it's very coastal the way that that stager did the decorating. Well, more, so it fits the townhome appropriately.
More importantly for that one, here's a perfect example. It's a small townhouse.
Yes.
And the first few people that looked at it says, it's too small.
Right.
I don't think I'm going to be able to buy it because it's too small. Well, then we convinced the owner to stay. He didn't want to stage it at first.
Right. Nobody wants to spend extra money. We get that.
So then we convinced him to stage it. Yep. And he staged it. And after that, nobody complained that it was too small.
Right. We didn't get that again.
Because they saw the furniture in it. And it made it very cozy. It made it not cozy
not
as in too small.
You could see what
you could
fit.
See that fit.
Yeah.
And then he admitted, gosh, this looks good in here.
Oh, yeah.
And then nobody complained that it was too small.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's a great illustration.
Okay.
Staging is important. It's super, super important. It cannot be, I can't overestimate it enough. Go ahead.
Next one, repaint a room or even a wall in a room to remove a bright or dark color.
So what happens is people tend to discount your home based upon what they think needs to be done. And if they are unable to paint themselves, then, you know, it's like, oh, that's going to cost $5,000. When maybe it's not. But they overestimate the price and then they start to discount you greatly because it's not move-in ready, you know. And so we highly recommend that you change it. And the one thing I would always tell people when I'm asking them to change a color that they love is that they're not going to live here anymore and that we need to get it ready for the next buyer. So, you know, buyers have this desire to have what everybody else wants too. So like right now, the colors are agreeable gray. It's kind of a tan, kind of a gray. It can go either way. You know, the colors change every once in a while, but there's neutral colors that we use that attract the most amount of people.
When we come back after the break, I'm going to tell a story about changing the color in a townhouse.
Yes.
In Bartram Springs.
Yes, that was a great example.
I told this story once, but it's a great story on how we convinced the owner to do something. It took a little while to convince him, and it made a miraculous difference in his pocketbook.
Yeah.
How about this one?
Yes.
So stay with us, everyone, to hear that story. We had changed the entire color of his townhouse.
Netted him 10 grand more, something.
We'll tell you the story when we get back. Howard here. When it's time to buy your home, you need to get pre-qualified. We recommend Christine Kennedy of Watson Mortgage Corp. She can get you pre-qualified in less than 5 minutes. Call Christine at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Or apply on our website, www.applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K. She'll get you through all the way to closing with great service.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License MLD 716 and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections. 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
It's a football and home buying kind of day.
Yeah, let's go with home buying because we're going to be at open houses today. I want people to come buy those houses.
You're going to be at
especially
one.
The one I'm at. It took a huge price reduction yesterday.
It did.
From $435 to $400.
Oh, my goodness.
That's ginormous. He's ready to sell.
Ginormous.
Ginormous reduction.
All right. Hey, I'm going to finish this segment.
Okay, yes. We were talking about painting a room. Wallpaper falls in that category. Let's talk about walls.
Well, I want to talk about one situation that we had. This was a guy that had a house, didn't sell with their last realtor.
Right.
And I called him. And I said, we can help because we're the problem-solving realtors.
We are.
So I went over there and I said, I know why your condo didn't sell. And this was in a neighborhood we're very familiar with. It was in your neighborhood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our neighborhood.
Now it's our neighborhood. Yes. So I said, here's your problem. And he had three problems. He was a cook. he loved to cook. Yes. He opened the stove door. It was a mess.
Yes.
And so grease got in between the glass.
That happens sometimes. Clean it. Yeah, not cleanable.
Couldn't clean it. And he had this carpeting that was this very high quality carpeting.
Right, top of the line when he built it.
Dark. Oh my gosh. It
was chocolate brown.
And he had this gold color paint throughout the entire place.
Except when it was red. They were Tuscany colors.
It was really, really dark.
Yeah.
I said, your pictures, because your walls are so dark, makes this place look really dark.
Small.
Even it makes it look small. It's too dark, whether it's the pictures or in person. Your carpeting is way too dark. It's just not attractive to people. And he said, well, I paid a lot of money to get this thing painted, and I really love my carpet. It's thick. It's lush. I said, I get that, but you're not living here. You have to look at what a buyer wants. And yours is an end unit.
Yes, which was super desirable. Lights. Lots of windows. Yes. But it was 10 years old.
It was 10 years old. And I said, I can easily get this place sold for you. I said, give me $6,000. Not give me. Give me a budget of $6,000. We can raise the price $10,000 and we'll sell it in a week. And he hemmed and hawed and he finally agreed. I arranged for a painter for him. I told him where to go for carpet. I told him where to go for a refrigerator. We did all this. It was done in a week.
Remember, he was out of town. We actually did everything for him.
We arranged it for him. Now, yeah. We don't normally do that. Most realtors don't, but we do that.
He was out of town. We had to.
Okay. Came under budget by $100.
Yeah.
For all new carpet.
New stove.
All new painted walls. New stove.
Yeah. Raise the price.
Here's the funny part. This is really funny. Okay. Raise the price $10,000. Sold it $10,000 higher.
Yes.
He made $4,000 extra.
Yes.
Here's the great part. The most interesting part of the story. The person that bought it saw it a month earlier, didn't realize it was the same unit till she came into it.
And she fell in love with it.
She fell in love with it.
Yes.
Because it looks so different.
Yes. That's what happens.
That's what happens. Listen to us. Your house sells. We had a customer, and I'm going to use their names because they became friends of ours. Gus and Carol.
Oh, yes. Great
they
example.
They asked us what to do to their house to get it sold.
Yes.
And we had a list for them.
Oh, yes.
And it was decluttering. It was cleaning up. It was doing things on the outside.
The paint up.
Painting.
Yep.
I mean, there wasn't anything bad with their house.
Oh, God, no. Their house was
amazing. Was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful home, inlaid wood floors. But they did everything that we asked them to do and to price it right. 7 offers.
First day. Couple hours.
7.
Yeah.
Listen to what we suggest and your house will get sold. We will meet with you ahead of time before you decide to put your home on the market.
Right.
A month ahead of time, 2 months ahead of time. We have people that we are going to list their house. We have them now.
Right.
That
they're working on their list.
That they're working on the list.
Yes.
Call us and we will do that for you.
Yes.
It's what we do. It's what we do best.
Yes.
So call us. You know what it's time for now? It's some people that have listened to us, or some that maybe are in the process of listening to us. It's time for the hot deals of the day. One of them listened to us, and it got sold yesterday.
Yep, townhouses
yesterday. All right. The first one is one that I am going to be at. It is in Mandarin. It is on Warwickshire Road. It's a 2-story, 2,300 square feet, 4-bedroom, 3-bath, pool home with a Florida room. Oh, my. Almost a quarter of an acre in Briarwood. Gorgeous wood floors, lots of built-in cabinets, a full-length front porch. The dining room has built-ins, a big eat-in kitchen. The bedrooms all have hardwood floors, an oversized two-car garage, $295,000, open today. Come see me from 11:30 to 1:30. Address is 9021 Warwickshire.
Well, this is where we have to do a competition and see who gets the most amount of people at their open, right? I'm going to be at 2951 Heritage Trail in Beauclair in Mandarin. That's located off Scott Mill Road. This home is amazing. A two-story brick, beautiful colonial, 3,900 square feet, four bedrooms, four baths, plus two half baths. Now, it is so pretty. You have to come see this. One of those bedrooms and baths is an in-law suite that's attached to the detached garage. Just charming, very stately. Gorgeous inlaid wood floors, so many built-ins. It's got a sunken-in bar area, so if you don't drink, think about making it something else fun, like making smoothies or ice cream bar or something. Anyway, the master bedroom has not only his and her closets, but his and her bathrooms. And the master, you ready? 15 by 24.
Huge.
It's huge. Ginormous is my word for today.
Ginormous.
This is the one who has reduced their price from $435 down to $400.
Okay.
I'm going to be there today from 11 to 1. Right, I need more people than Howard's getting. So y'all come see me.
You want to beat me, huh?
Yes. I like to compete.
Tomorrow, instead of going to Mandarin, come to the beach, Cypress Landing. 2213 Cypress Landing. It's in Cypress Cove near Mayport in Neptune Beach. It was built in 1985, but totally redone top to bottom. Floors, ceiling, cabinets, toilets, showers, appliances. Just under 1,500 square feet. It's a 3-2, the master, 23 by 15. Really? A fenced rear, a patio, a garage, just reduced to 220,300. Reduced this
today.
Morning.
Today.
Open
yes.
Tomorrow,
you
11
said Neptune.
To 1.
It's not Neptune. It's in Mayport. It's off of Assisi.
Okay. We got another one to talk about that's open tomorrow in Fleming Island, Stony Glen. Five bedroom, four bath, 3,400 square feet. Living room, family room, a fireplace, lanai, plus a patio. There's one bedroom and bath upstairs. It's a Koppenbarger.
Yeah.
White shaker cabinets with granite, a walk-in pantry, tile and wood floors, arched windows, high ceilings, lots of storage space, beautiful curb appeal, $385 for five bedrooms and four baths. Open tomorrow from noon to 2 o'clock.
Yes.
Oh, my. You know who's standing by?
Who?
The Van Wees are. That's
so
right.
Cool.
You know, folks, we love living here in Northeast Florida. We're doing this radio show, as always, to give back to the community. You want to talk to Angela? Call 465-3845. You want to talk to me? 687-8161. You really do need a professional on your side. That's Angela. That's me. We work as a team, and we're here to help you.
We are.
You know, we are the problem-solving realtors, and
I'm the dream maker. You're the problem solver.
All right, but we'll dream your problems away.
So, well, that's crazy.
Seriously, we are here to help you, and the Van Wees are here to help you, and we really do want to make your buying and selling process as easy as it possibly can. By the way, if you want to have a big house in the country with some horses, we have the White House of
McClenny.
Everybody yes. knows if you've been to McClenny, you know about the White House.
Yes.
It's finally on the market again. Huge house on 5 acres. The horses and paddocks are ready for you. So,
they are.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back with you next week.